How do you call cows to get them in from the pasture?
Sick cows.
Okay, and to make them stand still?
So.
And call, do you have a special call to calves?
No. Just sick calves is all.
And calls to horses to make them turn left and right?
Gee and haw.
Alright, and then calls to horses to get them in from the pasture?
Well, you generally
get them in from the pasture.
Go out and try to whistle them in. Now, you whistling.
Do you ever say cope or cojack?
Oh, yes. Cope, cope, cope.
And to get horses started when they're standing still.
Get up.
And to get them to stop.
Whoa.
And to get them to back up.
Back. Back.
Okay. How about calls to pigs at feeding time?
Pig-oo!
Okay. And how about calls to sheep?
I see. We used to raise sheep there at home. My daddy did.
Did you have a lot of them?
Well, 50, 75. Yeah.
Did you ever say Kushipi or Kokade or?
I don't recollect. I wouldn't say. It's okay. Been so long. But
how about calls to chickens?
Chicky.
And when you said before about gearing up the horse.
That's putting the gears on the horse. Put the collar on and then throw the hames or harness, either one, after you put the collar on.
And the things you hold on to when you're driving or plowing.
Check lines or plow lines.
And the things you put your feet on when you're riding the horse.
Saddle stirrups.
And the horse on the left, the one that walks in the furrow, plowing. You plow.
He's the lead horse.
Okay. And if something isn't a considerable distance away, you say, oh, that's just a little. It isn't very far away. You'd say, oh, that's just. Say, how far is it to Sevierville? You say, oh, it's just a
short distance.
Okay. And the trenches cut by a plow, those are plow
prairies.
And if you're talking about wheat, you'd say, we raised a big
crop of wheat.
And say, we got 40
bushel per acre.
And if you have a land that's a woodland and you get the trees out of there and you say, now we've got to
new ground.
And we got to quit.
Cleared new ground.
Okay. Now, what's the difference between grubbing and. Do you ever use the term shrubbing?
Yes. Shrubbing and grubbing is just about the same thing.
Uh-huh. And then, is that getting everything out?
That's getting everything out.
And if you planted if you didn't plant a crop one year and it came up anyway, what would you call it?
Volunteer.
Now, what kind of crops do you.
Well, they couldn't. It'd have to be a wheat crop or oat crop or some kind of a hay crop.
Tomatoes ever come up that way?
Tomatoes. Yes, there's volunteer tomatoes comes up, but you wouldn't have a crop of them. I never see the crop of them. Just be maybe one or two vines.
Are they usually smaller than the regular ones?
Well, sometimes they are, and sometimes some of them will come up and make tomato tomatoes, and some of them will come up and make big tomatoes.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, the second. Do you have a special name for a second cutting of clover, grass, or hay?
Well, I'll call it the second cutting of clover, or if it's clover and want to make a seed crop out of it, you'd call it a clover, second cutting of clover crop, or it would be a seed crop.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you have any special name for the old, dry, dead grass that's left on the ground in the spring?
No, I never just